Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
As Numbers 16 continues, Moses clarifies the issue. These rebels weren't fighting against Moses. Quote, "You and all your company are gathered together against the Lord." Numbers 16:11. He then called to meet with Dathan and Abiram, verse 12, but they refused. "Is it a small thing," they said, using his own phrase, "that you have brought us up out of a land flowing with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness?" Verse 13. They blamed him that they hadn't received their, quote, "inheritance of fields and vineyards," verse 14. Inheritance? This is the insufferable problem of people wrapped up in themselves. Selfish people are unhappy because they always think they deserve more than they receive. An inheritance means it's your right. But the land would only be theirs by grace, not law. Remember the lawyer who asked Jesus, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Luke 10, verse 25. It was a trick question, so Jesus tricked him back. "What does the law say?" The lawyer responded, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." Verse 27. "Right," answered the Lord. "Do this, and you will live." Verse 28. If you love God and love your neighbor perfectly every moment of your life with all your being, you have a right to eternal life. But no. Quote, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Romans 3:23. If the Israelites would have Canaan, and if we would have Christ, it will not be by demanding our rights. We deserve to be in hell. It can only be by God's grace. Thus Moses was right in saying to the Lord, quote, "Do not respect their offering." Numbers 16:15. All religious efforts by self-righteous people are a sham. Only Christ's offering can meet our need.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.